And personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Fall City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back once again to Bruning, Nebraska, inside Bruning Davenport High School. Bruning Davenport Chickley, it's a co-op between the three towns. It's actually two separate high schools. You've got the Chickley Longhorns and the Bruning Davenport, I'm not sure what they're called. I know they're the Eagles when they combine them together, but they're the Storm, that's right. Bruning BDS Chickley is called the Eagles. Bruning Davenport is the Storm, and Chickley is the Longhorns. They are separate high schools, but they co-op for sports purposes here. If you weren't tuned in, the girls' game completed just a few moments ago. The Sacred Heart Irish girls improved their record to 8-1 on the season as they posted a 59-34 win over the BDS Eagles. Now let's turn our attention to the boys' contest. The Sacred Heart boys, well, they're struggling a little bit in the win-loss column this season. They are 2-4 so far this season. They're facing a BDS Eagles team that comes in here at 4-5 on the year. Starting lineup for BDS, Coach Dan Bossart will go with Wyatt Holson. Holson 6'3 and a senior. Carson Luce, also a senior at 6'. Levi Kamler. Kamler is a 6'4 junior. Eli Weber, a senior at 6'3, and Jacob Beavers. Beavers, a 6-foot senior. I got to share something with our listeners here. When we fill out our score sheets, we often visit with the coaches to get pronunciations and spellings. And he told me number 4 is going to be Colt Crockett. I said, like Davy Crockett? He said, exactly like Davy Crockett. He's a direct descendant. So how about that? I don't see a coonskin cap out here, but Colt Crockett, direct descendant of Davy Crockett out on the floor. Starting lineup now for the Sacred Heart Irish. As we said, they are 2-4. Doug Goltz will go with Cole Taft. Taft is a 5'11 junior. He averages 15 points per ball game and 3.7 rebounds. Bo Fletcher in the starting lineup, a sophomore at 6', averages just under 12 points per game and 3.8 rebounds. Brandon Lemrod, a junior at 5'10", he averages in double figures with 11 points per game and 3 rebounds. Tate Wilcox, a 6'1 senior, 2.3 points per game, 4.5 rebounds per contest. And Cooper Kanabe finishes up the starting lineup. He averages 5.2 points per game, 3.4 rebounds for the Irish. Of course, the Irish are coached by longtime head coach Doug Goltz. And forgive me, Doug, I've lost track. I know it's somewhere around 35 years or more. It's been a long time. I'm one of the few sportscasters around southeast Nebraska that covered Doug Goltz both as a player and as a coach. And You have to go back quite a ways to be able to accomplish that feat. Doug's been around a long time at Sacred Heart. He took a football and basketball programs that were average at best and turned them into winners almost instantly, and the rest is history. He's done a great job. He struggled a little bit this season with that 2-4 record, but he will get as much out of the players as any coach possibly could. On that, you can count. I had a guy went and checked and looked out the window a minute ago here at Bruning. Says there's light snow falling, no accumulation on the ground yet. The good news is no freezing mist or freezing rain, just a very light dusting of powdery snow that is started to fall here at Bruning. So that's what we're dealing with. Hopefully we'll get this thing going and get everybody on the road at home safe tonight before it gets too bad. Stepping in to jump it up for the Irish will be Cooper Canabi. Canabi in there to go against Levi Kamler, the 6'4 junior. The official steps into the center circle. Boys varsity basketball, we're ready to get underway. And here's the tip. And it's controlled by the Irish. Sacred Heart with the basketball. Cole Taft with the dribble, gives it out to the left side to Brendan Limrod. Brendan Limrod at the top of the circle between the rings, around the horn to the right side in the corner. Bo Fletcher with the ball. Man-to-man defense here by BDS. Now Bo Fletcher backs it out between the rings, inside the paint, looking for Canabi. Ball tipped away. Again, Canabi handles the basketball and gets it to the right side. Here's a long three from the corner right side, up and off, no good. Put by Limrod, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Eagles push it down in a hurry underneath, driving, lay-in up and good. That was quick. Wyatt Olson got behind the defense, had an uncontested layup on the right side baseline. Nobody there on defense. Tate Wilcox goes to the corner, a long three, launched by Cole Taft. It's off the rim, doesn't go, and the rebound to the Eagles. Ball is tipped out of bounds. Getting a hand on it is Bo Fletcher. Fletcher joined the Irish this year. He and his family moved back to Falls City from Valparaiso. He was in the Raymond Central School District, and Bo Fletcher's been a pleasant addition to this Irish basketball team. Now the Eagles with the ball set their offense. Levi Kamler. Kamler gives it to the left side. A driving lay-in up and good by Jacob Beavers. Beavers with the lay-in, and the Eagles go up 4-0 here early in the ballgame. Sacred Heart, Canabi handles the ball. Cooper Canabi, 6'3 junior, stands at the top of the circle. Hands it up to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher driving lay-in, left-handed up and good. Bo Fletcher with a nice move right around two defenders. He went down the middle of the lane and laid it gently off the glass and dropped it in. Here's a three deep in the corner on the left side, off, no good. Rebound pulled down for the Irish by Limrod. Brandon Limrod goes to the corner. There's a long three that's launched up and off, no good for Cole Taft. Taft almost got the steal. Into forecourt comes Carson Luce with the basketball. Luce in traffic. Fall away shot blocked nicely by Fletcher. Luce basketball grabbed up by Cole Taft. Bo Fletcher got the defensive block. Just rejected the shot cleanly. No foul was called. Now the Irish come on the attack. Limrod with the ball. He dribbles between the rings at the top of the circle. Goes into the corner. Deep baseline left side to Cole Taft. Taft with the dribble back to the top of the key. Works out to the right wing along the outside perimeter of that three-point arc. Not able to penetrate this man-to-man defense. Trying to get to the baseline is Limrod on the left side. Can't get there. 5 seconds on the shot clock. Limrod comes to the right side. Canabi. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Limrod launches a desperation shot as the shot clock sounded, and it did not go. Rebound comes to the other direction. It's loose with the basketball to the near side. Here's a three from the right wing that's off, no good. Rebound, Irish whistle, and the foul is going to be called. The foul is going to be on Eli Weber. Weber's called for his first personal, first team foul of the quarter on the Eagles. Irish with the basketball to inbound it. Again, that quiet here in the gym. We just don't have the traditional big crowd that we're used to having with the basketball. The weather outside, it's kind of knocked out the attendance here a little bit. Irish have almost as many people as they've got across the way. With the ball is Cole Taft. Taft across court pass. Finds Limrod with it. Limrod back to the near side. Cole Taft, long three. It's up and off, no good. That rebound went clear to the floor and then grabbed up by Eli Weber. Fast break. Here come the Eagles down in a hurry. Kamler in the paint. Gives it to the left side. Long two that's up and off, no good. Shot put up by Holson there. The rebound pulled down by Bo Fletcher. Fletcher's going to bring it into forecourt. Gives it to the left wing. Right side, Cole Taft. Taft can't get to the baseline. He got trapped down there. Now goes around the defender. Holds it up in the lane to Fletcher, top of the key. And we'll have a traveling call on Bo Fletcher. And that's sad because he hit the three. They say that he shuffled the foot before he put the shot up. And he drilled that one from the top of the key for a three. It won't count, obviously. Our score remains 4-2 now. Eagles on top. Clock shows 4:24 to play here in the first period. Two-point ball game for the BDS Eagles. Kamler into forecourt. Levi puts the ball inside the paint, feeds it into Eli Weber. Weber's shot is up, doesn't go, but he's going to be fouled, and we're going to put Weber at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. Foul is going to be called on Cooper Kanabe. On Kanabe, that will be his first, team foul number one on the Irish. At the line, Eli Weber shooting two. First one is up and good. Makes it now 5-2. Eagles on top. Substitute in for the Eagles. Checking in is Owen Beavers, a 5'10 sophomore. Beavers into the ballgame. Here's Eli Weber's second free throw. It's up and it's good also. He got them both. And the Eagles have opened up a 6-2 lead now on the Irish with 4:08 to play here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart comes on the attack offensively. Cole Taft is in the corner, deep on the left side with the ball. Taft guarded in the man-to-man defense by Eli Weber. Comes to Kanabe with it. Kanabe feeds it in. Driving, laying it up and good. Nice move to the basket by Brandon Lembron. Lembron's first 2 points. Makes it 6-4 now. The Irish down by two. Kamler with the ball. Levi Kamler to the top of the circle. We got Levi and Eli in there right now. On the right corner it comes Eli Weber. Weber, top of the circle. Goes to Carson Luce. Man-to-man defense here by the Irish. Luce picks up the dribble. Now tries to give it into the corner. They give it back to Luce. He dribbles to the baseline, shoves the defender off, and it's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to be called on Carson Luce. Luce just shoved the defender out of the way. That is his first personal. Team foul number two is going to be called now on BDS. Got an update here, I think, on Peru State basketball. 40-32, the Bobcats leading Clark at halftime. 40-32, Peru State leading Clark University. That's a halftime score over in Dubuque, Iowa right now. Irish with the ball coming on the attack offensively. Cooper Kanabe feeds it into the corner to Lembron. Lembron going to launch a long three. Couldn't get it. It's short off the rim, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Eli Weber with the rebound. Outlet pass goes out to Carson, or to Kamler, rather. Kamler goes to Luce. Now to the right side with it. This is Holson handling the ball. They feed it underneath. Shot off the glass, up and good by Eli Weber. 8-4. Eagles up by four here. 2:41 to play in the first quarter. Kanabe top of the circle. Kanabe goes to the left wing with it. Sipple in the ball game now. Kyler Sipple on the dribble. His pass goes to the top of the key to Lembron. Bo Fletcher, long three. Got it. Bo Fletcher put that one up. That's an NBA three. He was a good 4 to 5 feet outside the three-point arc over on the right wing, and nothing but nylon on that puppy. Put her down, pulls the Irish back within one at 8-7. Again, they work it underneath, off the glass. Shot is up, no. Rebound underneath, taken away by Lembron. Brandon Lembron pushes it down in a hurry to Fletcher. Fletcher thought about putting another one up there. Had the ball kicked away from him. It went off of the Eagles to be the Irish basketball. Now Cole Taft back into the lineup. Also Tate Wilcox checking back in. They will replace Kanabe and Fletcher. Kanabe and Fletcher taking a breather. 8-7 your score. Irish down by one. Sacred Heart has the basketball. 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. It's been a close one so far. With the dribble, setting it up is Lembron. In the paint. Oh, that ball went right through the hands of Toby Baxter. Baxter had it hit him in the hands and it went out of bounds on the baseline. Turnover on the Irish. They trail by one here. And it'll be the Eagles with the basketball. Into forecourt. They bring it across the timeline. Right side. Pass comes to the near side now. Lemke in the ball game. Lemke to the left wing. Long three up off. No good. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. It won't go. Rebound Irish. Cole Taft comes down with it. Out to Lembron. Lembron pushes it down court quickly. Taft to the top of the key to Toby Baxter. Baxter around the horn left wing. has it down to Sipple. Sipple back up top, Lemron. They pass it around the outside of the three-point arc. There's a feed underneath. Shot is up and good by Toby Baxter. Great assist from the right side. Lemron finding Toby Baxter for the lay-in. And the Irish take the lead, 9-8, their first lead in the ballgame. 1:04 to go here in the first period. Sacred Heart playing tough with the Eagles right now, up by one. There's a bounce pass in traffic in the paint, trying to muscle his way in. Fall away shot, up and good by Eli Weber. Weber's got 6 points. 10-9. Eagles back up by one. Right wing, Lemron, open look, three, got it. Oh, my goodness, Brendan Lemron, that was the same spot Bo Fletcher hit from a minute ago, about 4 to 5 feet outside the three-point arc on the right wing. 12-10, Irish up by two with 32 seconds to go in the first period, 23 on the shot clock. In the paint, trying to back in there again, and now a whistle and a push foul underneath on the baseline going to be called on the Irish. Foul is going to be on Toby Baxter. On Toby, his first team foul number two on the Irish of the period. 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Shot clock is turned off. Irish up 12-10. Eagles will play it in under their own basket. They inbound the pass into the corner on the right side to Weber. Weber feeds it up to the top of the key to loose. There's a three that's on the way and off, no good. Fighting for the rebound. It goes out of bounds and a whistle, and we're going to have a foul called on the Irish. I think a push foul underneath the basket, and that foul is going to be called on Toby Baxter, his second personal. Baxter will leave the ball game, and to replace him comes Cooper Kanabe. Well, Baxter was pretty animated in the way he shoved that defender out of there. He got his money's worth, let's put it that way, on the foul. There's the inbound pass at the top of the key, moving to the right side. With the basketball is loose. Loose doesn't want to take it. There's a three from the corner that's up and off. No good. A rebound, a follow shot. Putback is up and good. And getting the putback under the basket at the buzzer was Eli Weber. We're tied at 12 after one quarter. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Fast Global Solutions is cheering on area school athletics. They work to bring home the win. Just like those athletes, Fast Global Solutions has been providing winning solutions that help our customers, communities, and employees thrive. From sales to manufacturing to service and parts, our talented team works together to deliver the highest quality equipment and top-notch customer service. A global company with small-town spirit, Fast has been proudly supporting our schools and community for over 40 years. Learn more at FastSolutions.com.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular, where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, Barbershop Quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
Sunny 101.3.
Again, an update that halftime score on Peru State basketball. They're playing in Dubuque, Iowa. They lead Clark University 40-32. That's the halftime score at Dubuque. We'll update you on that if we get a final here later. Back to live action here in Bruning. The VDS Eagles have the basketball, first possession of the second period. We're tied at 12 apiece. With the dribble is Jacob Beavers. Beavers kicks it out to the right wing to Levi Kammler. Kammler guarded closely by Lemron. Here's a three from the left corner that's up, no good. Rebound to Cole Taft. Taft will bring it down the ball, down the court in a hurry, off to Bo Fletcher. Finds Lemron top of the key. Lemron went around one defender, then backs it out near the midcourt circle. They'll reset the offense with 19 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Taft backing out. He goes around, loose the defender. Beats it inside traffic. Back to the left wing it comes. Down deep, Bo Fletcher in the corner. 9 seconds on the shot clock. With the ball, Tate Wilcox goes underneath. Kanabe tries to go up with a shot. He'll be fouled on the floor, I believe. Foul came before Kanabe could put the shot up there. We'll have to see when they post it up here. I have a hard time seeing that a little bit. The scoreboard is not where we have a good view of it from our spot up here on the crow's nest in the weight room. Kind of have to look around the post to see if we can find it. Now they're going to change who that was on. First they said it was on 13. I'm going to come over and have a discussion here with the coach. Doug Goltz wants some clarification. All right, Irish have the basketball. Inbound to the top of the key, Bo Fletcher. Oh, Fletcher had a nice look and elected not to take it. He hit that one a minute ago from out there, but there's a nice feed underneath the Kanabe. He got the basket, and he's fouled. Great move by Cooper Kanabe for his first 2 points this afternoon as he's fouled moving toward the hoop. Levi Kamler called for the personal on Levi, his first team foul, number one of the quarter. Cooper Kanabe with a chance to complete a three-point play here. Shot is up and got it. Irish go up by three, 15 to 12. We were tied at 12 after one quarter. Sacred Heart now up by three. Here come the Eagles into forecourt. Running the offense is Carson Luce. Luce goes to Jacob Beaver's left wing. Into traffic, they find Eli Weber driving toward the hoop, a whistle, and a foul. Probably going to be on Bo Fletcher as Fletcher was trying to block that shot. Fletcher picks up his first personal team foul, number one of the quarter on the Irish. We'll see who they're putting at the line here. I think that's Carson Luce. He'll be shooting two shots. Carson, a six-foot senior, has not scored yet this afternoon. This shot is up and good. He hits the first of two. He'll have another shot coming. Makes it 15-13. Irish up by two. Clock shows 6:39 to play in the first half here at Bruning. Second shot is on the way. This one bounces off. No good. A fight for the rebound. Follow shot is put up and good. Putting the shot back in was Levi Kamler for his first 2 points. Kamler got it down. And we're tied at 15 apiece. Now dribbling into the paint. Ball taken away from Tate Wilcox with the steal. Coming up with the ball is Carson Luce. Luce with a bounce pass to the left wing to Beavers. Jacob Beavers in the paint. He can't get a shot off and has to toss it back up to Luce at the top of the circle. Now Luce guarded closely over here by Lemrod. They go to the corner down deep on the right side. Good job by Cole Taft not to give up the baseline. Walking into the paint. Ooh, got away with one there maybe. Wyatt Holson got rid of the basketball just in a nick of time before he got called for the walk. There's a long three that's up and off. The ball's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. All tied at 15 apiece here. The 5:49 to play now in this first half, second quarter. Irish with the basketball will come down and set it up against the man-to-man defense. Lembron on the dribble across the timeline finds Cole Taft with a pass on the left wing. Taft thought about the shot, goes back to the top of the key with it to Wilcox. Tate Wilcox feeds it underneath. Fletcher moves to the hoop. Fletcher gets knocked to the floor. Now a tied up, held ball here. Possession arrow, I think, is going to favor the Irish. They had a tie up under there. Boy, I'll tell you, Taft got hammered again when he put the shot up and went to the floor. But yeah, it'll be Sacred Heart's basketball on the alternating possession. Lemrod will inbound it. He'll trigger it in under his own baseline just to the left side of the backboard. Lemrod lobs it into the corner for an open look for three that's in and out of there by Taft. Taft got his own rebound and tipped it out to Lemrod. Then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles. And this foul is going to go on Carson Luce, his second personal team foul, number two of the quarter on the Eagles. Sacred Heart's basketball. Inbounding it in forecourt on the far side will be Cole Taft to toss it in. Tied at 15-all. The inbound pass comes into Wilcox. Tate Wilcox goes around the defender, driving lay-in and missed the lay-in. He had an uncontested look at it and couldn't get it to fall. The rebound comes down to Jacob Beavers, and then a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, trying to knock that ball away from Beavers. The foul is going to go on Cooper Kanabe. That is his second personal team foul, number two, on the Irish of the period. Still tied at 15-all here. Now with 5:09 to go in the first half. With the ball is Jacob Beavers to the right corner. Harm Lemke's in the ball game now. Lemke, again, gives it up top to Kamler. Spin move, Kamler. Top of the key, long three is up and off. No good, but the rebound, chased down. And it got away out of bounds. It'll be Sacred Heart's basketball. Close contest so far in this one. We're tied at 15. I don't think either team's been up by more than 2 or 3 points in the game so far. 4:49 to play here in the first half. Irish with the ball into forecourt. This is Lemrod. Lemrod goes around the defender to Wilcox, top of the circle. Now Taft. Taft with a long three. Got it. Wow, I'll tell you, the Irish have had some luck hitting those threes. Cole Taft's got one, Bo Fletcher's got one, and Brandon Lemron. And they've all three come from a good 4 to 5 feet behind the three-point arc over on the right wing. They've got a hot spot over there. Somebody marked that on the floor for them. 18-15, Irish up by three. Here's a steal. Irish come up with the ball. It's tipped away. Oh, my. The Irish. I don't want to. The ball clearly knocked out of bounds on the baseline by the Eagles. No official in the area. And it'll be BDS's basketball. That's all I'm going to say about that, Forrest Gump. Here's a long shot up off the glass. Now a whistle and a foul as the Irish come down with the rebound. And this time the foul is going to be on Levi Kamler. On Levi, his second personal, team foul number three of the second period on the Eagles. 18-15, Irish up by three, Sacred Heart with the basketball. Lemron across the timeline to Bo Fletcher. Fletcher feeds it underneath Kanabi. Kanabi right back to Fletcher. Fletcher had an open look there. No take it. Comes up to Wilcox with it. Now back to Fletcher. Lemron tries to get to the baseline. He spins in the paint. He's double-teamed to the right corner. Back up top it comes to Taft. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Taft has the ball knocked away. Has to chase it down. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Fletcher, one, three. Off, no good. Kanabi with the rebound. Whistle and fouling is going to be called on Cooper Kanabi as he came down with the ball. Well, the Irish came away empty-handed there, but not without a heck of an effort anyway. Owen Beavers back into the lineup. Beavers checks in now for Levi Kamler for the Eagles. 3:35 to play, first half. Irish up 18-15, a three-point lead for Sacred Heart here in the boys' varsity contest. Big win in the girls' game earlier. Girls won it by 25, 59-34. Here's a lob pass into traffic, stolen away nicely by Fletcher, and then the ball went away out of bounds. They headed to Eli Weber inside. Weber's been hurting him in there, and that time Fletcher just reached in and ripped the ball away from him, but in doing so, it got away, went out of bounds off of Fletcher, and it'll stay with BDS. Eagles to inbound it. Down by three, 18-15, 3:20 to play in the first half. They inbound the pass. They bring it into Beavers. Jacob Beavers, top of the circle, around the horn to the right wing, trying to get to the baseline. Almost lost it out of bounds. Long shot from the corner left side. No good. Rebound. Cole Taft. Taft out to Lemron. Lemron down court. Across the timeline. Goes to the right side of the three-point arc. Back up to Taft between the rings. In the paint. Taft tried to feed it to Kanabi on the baseline left side. Had the ball stolen away from him by Harm Lemke. Lemke comes up with the steal. Gets the outlet pass out. Timeout's going to be taken by the Eagles with 2:50 to play in the first half. 18-15. Irish up by three. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101. And the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dan's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Dan has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Dan's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, we gave you that halftime score on Peru State basketball. The Bobcats leading Clark at halftime 40-32. In the women's game, the Peru State women were defeated by Clark University earlier this afternoon, 91-81, a 10-point loss for the Lady Bobcats over Dubuque, Iowa at Clark University. We're back to live action here now. Eagles with the basketball setting their offense. They put it into traffic. Ball stripped away by Fletcher. Now grabbed up loose by Lemron. Lemron and Taft got a two-on-two fast break. Cole Taft got to the corner, brings it back out to Lemron, and traveling's going to be called. Turnover gives the ball back. Boy, the Irish had a golden opportunity going there. Up by three, a chance to maybe extend that lead, and they ended up turning the ball over down on the baseline. 18-15, our score. Low-scoring contest here. Defensive battle. 2:24 to go in the first half here at Bruning. We're moving right along in this one. In the paint, they kick it to the right corner. Holding the ball, baseline, in traffic, under the basket. Eli Weber, he's double-teamed, he's triple-teamed, he travels. good job by Bo Fletcher getting in there. Also, Tate Wilcox. They had him double-teamed, and Eli Weber took steps trying to get away from him. Now the Irish, with 2:12 to go in the first half, have the ball back with a three-point lead. Brandon Lemron will come down and set it. Lemron running the offense to the left side of the lane against the man-to-man defense. Passes to the top of the key to Wilcox. Off to Taft, and Taft hits another three from out in the corner. That's Cole Taft's second three-pointer of the period. And the Irish with their biggest lead, up by six, 21-15 now. The Irish lead at 1:44 to go here in this first half. There's a try for a shot on the baseline that's up and good, and a whistle and a foul. Eli Weber got the basket to fall and drew the foul. He'll be at the line for the and one with a chance for a three-point play. Eli Weber got the basket to drop, and he was hammered in the process. Foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher, his second. Weber's free throw is up, and it is good. He completes the three-point play. Eli Weber, big three-point play that trip down. The lead is back to three. 30 seconds to go here on the shot clock. Backing it in, Kanabi. Underneath the basket is Fletcher in traffic. Fletcher goes to the corner. Pull up three from the baseline left side. Off, no good. Rebound, Carson Luce. Luce down court with the ball. 1:18 to go in the period. On the right elbow, working in is Kamler. Kamler can't get to it. Back to the top of the circle, finds Jacob Beavers with the pass. Now Beavers goes inside traffic with it again to Weber. Weber's tough to stop in there. Kanabi's trying to keep him from getting to the hoop. Out of the corner, a three is on the way up and good. Nailing the three is Carson Luce. That's Carson's first bucket of the night as he hits the three-pointer. And we're tied at 21 all after the Irish went up by six there. Now six back-to-back straight points for the Eagles. Here's a long three for the Irish. It's up and good. Hitting another three is Cole Tapp. He's got three of them this quarter. 24-21. Irish now up by three. 30 seconds to go in the first half. 26 on the shot clock with the ball. Carson Luce. They'll play it down for one shot here, and the Irish won't have time to do anything with it. 24-21, Irish up by three. Carson Luce with the dribble. Chasing after him at the top of the key is Lemron. Out it comes to the near side with it to Levi Kamler. Kamler guarded closely by Fletcher. Now around the horn to the left wing. There's a long three from the corner off, no good. Rebound Irish. They come down court. Long half-court shot doesn't go. At the half, the Sacred Heart Irish are leading the BDS Eagles 24-21, your halftime score. We'll take a two-minute break here and come back with a halftime scoring wrap after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount savings, and eligibility may vary.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Are you called to serve others as you build a successful business? Thrivent, a membership-owned fraternal benefit society serving Christians, is growing in Southeast Nebraska, and we're seeking financial advisors to join us. You'll help clients create financial plans guided by their values and share generosity with causes they hold dear. We offer values-driven culture, competitive benefits, comprehensive training and support, and outstanding earning potential. To learn more, call 402-315-8711.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Halftime here at Bruning, Nebraska at the half. The Sacred Heart Irish are leading the BDS Eagles 24-21, our halftime score. Let's look at the individual scoring for BDS. Eli Weber leads the way. He has 11 points in the ballgame. 4 points for Carson Luce, 2 points each for Jacob Beavers, Levi Candler, and Wyatt Holson for their total of 21. From the free throw line, they went 3 out of 4 at the charity stripe in the first half. Scoring for the Sacred Heart Irish, Cole Taft leads the way. He had 3 threes all in the second quarter. He has 9 points, 5 for Bo Fletcher. Brandon Limron also has 5, and Toby Baxter with 2. Cooper Canary added 3 for their total of 24. From the free throw line, the Irish went 1 out of 1. 24-21 is our halftime score. And a little housekeeping note here to Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer. Seth, they're in such a hurry to get us out of here because it's snowing, they didn't even put up the traditional 10-minute halftime break. Believe it or not, they're already bringing the kids back out onto the floor, and it must have been about a 5-minute break at halftime instead of the traditional 10. I'm going to send it back to you for 60 seconds. We'll take a 1-minute break and be back with a tip-off after this 1-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, as you can imagine, the cancellations are starting to roll into us at Sunny 101.3. You can get a complete listing of all the cancellations around the area at msknews.net. That's good for Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, our entire listing area, msknews.net. Go there to our website, and you can take a look at all the cancellations. Also, Seth Tollefson is standing by at the end of this afternoon's basketball broadcast. He'll be sharing some of those cancellations with you also live here on Sunny 101.3. Looks like a lot of church services possibly canceled, activities for tonight already canceled. It's going to be a big one the way it sounds if the weather forecasters are right. All right, quickly, we're going to move into the third quarter of action. That was a quick halftime. They only took a 5-minute break. They want to get them on the road. Back to live action with the basketball is BDS. It's 24-21. Irish up by 3. Eagles with the first possession. Handling the ball on the near side is Levi Candler. Here's a long 3 from the left wing that's up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Limron. Brandon Limron's got a 3-on-2 fast break. Decides to pull it out and set the offense. Limron getting instructions here from Coach Doug Goltz on the near sideline, right in front of the Irish bench. Limron goes to Cooper Canabi, top of the key. Canabi passes off to Cole Taft, left wing. Give and go to Canabi, driving, laying up and good. Cole Taft with the assist. Canabi with the lay-in. Cooper Canabi has 5, and the Irish are back up by 5, 26-21. Irish led by 6 points momentarily back in the first half. Now they have a 5-point lead. All right, here come the Eagles with a long 3 from the left corner. It's up. It's short. It's no good. Rebound. Limron. Limron's going to bring the ball down court for himself for the Irish. Gives it up top here to Cole Taft on the right wing. Taft inside the paint. Got double team. Turn around. Fall away. Jump shot. Taft up. Off. No good. Rebound. Pull down Carson Luce. Luce is going to bring the ball down himself to the left wing. A long 3 from the corner. Rims in and out. Off of there. No good. Ball tipped. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Getting the put back was Levi Candler. Gambler's got 4 points. The lead is back to three, 26-23. Irish on top, 6:28 to play in the third quarter. Cooper Canabi has the ball for Sacred Heart. Feeds it inside. Wilcox in traffic. Fall away shot in the paint. It's just short off the front of the rim. The rebound comes down to Jacob Beavers. Beavers outlet pass down court. Levi Kammler. Kammler, top of the circle. Left elbow. Across court to the near side. Comes with it to Beavers once again. Here's a long three. Left wing. That's off. No good, but a rebound. A follow shot. Put back up and good by Carson Luce. Luce has 6 points, and the lead is down to one. 26-25, Irish on top. Long three, Cole Taft hits it. Cole Taft unleashes another long three from the left wing. He's got 12 points, timeout taken on the floor. 5:53 to go, third quarter, 29-25, Irish up by four. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Very quickly here, we want to say thank you to Ruth Kowalski, the athletic director here at BDS. Ruth has done a great job. The hospitality has been outstanding this afternoon. They're doing a great job of moving things along to try and get the Irish on the road before the weather gets too bad. So a tip of the hat to Ruth Kowalski for the great job she's doing here at BDS. Back to live action. Eagles with the basketball, trailing now by 4, 29-25. Backing into traffic is Hergett. Ball is tipped away. Rebound. Follow shot put back up by Levi Kammler. Kammler with 6 points now. Lead is back to 2, 29-27. Cole Taft with the ball. Taft at the free throw line. To Wilcox in the paint. Wilcox bounce pass to Canabi. Shot is up and good. Cooper Canabi with the assist from Wilcox. Puts the Irish back up by four. 31-27. 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Carson Luce with the basketball. Dribbles into forecourt to the left wing. He's guarded by Lemron in traffic. Moving around, they put it out to the right wing over to Levi Kammler. Almost lost it. It was too tall for him there. Kammler feeds it into Carson Luce in the corner. Now the ball is tipped away. Good defense for the Irish by Tate Wilcox. Wilcox got a hand on it, but he touched the last one and went out of bounds. Eagles will get it back with 13 seconds on the shot clock. Down by four, 31-27 are the Eagles. 4:43 to play in the third quarter. Here's a three from the corner, deep left side. It's off the rim, rebound Irish. Fast break, Lemron, one-on-one, driving lay-in. Did not get it, did not get the foul. Lemron felt he should have been fouled there. It kind of looked that way, but in the paint it the other way, a driving lay-in up and good, and we do have a foul. Levi Kammler got the little underhanded scoop shot lay-in and drew the foul. The foul is going to be on Cooper Canabi. On Canabi, his first personal, first team foul of the period on the Irish. At the free throw line with a chance for the three-point play, the shot is up and off, does not go, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. They couldn't get that one to fall. Sacred Heart with a shot up by Fletcher on the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds. And touching it last over there was Levi Kammler, so it'll be Sacred Heart's ball. Lemron will inbound it, triggers it in baseline under the backboard on the right side. Lobs it up top. Comes to Cole Taft with it, right back to Lemron. Man-to-man pressuring defense here now by the Eagles. 31-29, Irish up by two. 4 minutes, 10 seconds to go, third quarter. All the way down to the baseline, now putting up a shot. Good! Underneath there, somehow, Cole Taft put that one up through the trees. He had defenders all around him. Kind of a desperation shot to get rid of the ball, and it went in the hole for him. Irish back up by four, 33-29. There's a turnaround follow shot up. No, that did not go for Eli Weber, and the rebound down to Wilcox. Wilcox outlet pass finds Lemron with the ball. Top of the circle back to Wilcox. He's in the paint. Kicks to the right wing. gives to Lemron. Lemron is double teamed in the corner right side. Dribbled through the double team. Oh, floating shot up and good for Lemron. Brandon Lemron went right around the double team, ducked between them, and then scooped it off the glass and put it down. And the Irish are back up by six. 35-29. Sacred Heart leads it. 3:24 to go in the third quarter. There's a long three from the corner on the right side. It's good by Carson Luce. Luce answers quickly with a three of his own for the Eagles. Cuts the lead back to three once again, 35-32, 3:09 to go. Here's a turnaround off, no good for Kanabe, and the rebound taken away by Eli Weber. Weber with an outlet pass to Levi Kamler. Kamler comes to the left side. Jacob Beavers in the paint, driving lay-in up and good. Eli Weber. Weber's got 13 now, and it's a one-point Irish lead. They were up by six a moment ago, and suddenly you look up, and it's 35-34. Once again, the Irish a single point. 2:41 to play in the third quarter. Sacred Heart setting the offense, trying to run it to the right side is Lucas Taft. Cole Taft feeds underneath the Lemron. He goes up with a shot and drew a foul. Lemron's going to be at the line where he'll be shooting two shots. The foul's going to be on Carson Luce. On Carson, his third personal, first team foul of the period on the Eagles. At the free throw line, Brandon Lemron. He has not been to the line yet tonight. He does have 7 points in the game. Free throw is up and good. He now has eight. That puts the Irish lead back up to two, 36-34. A few subs checking in here. Kyler Sipple back on the floor now for the Irish. Also into the game comes Toby Baxter. Baxter and Sipple check in for Sacred Heart. Lemron's second free throw is up. It's good also. Got them both. Brandon Lemron now with 9 points in the ballgame for the Irish, and that gives Sacred Heart a three-point advantage once again at 37-34. On a fast break the other direction comes Luce with a long three that does not go. A struggle for the rebound. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Let's see who they got on that one. The foul is going to go, I think, on Holson. When they put it up, yes, it is, on Wyatt Holson, his first team foul, number two of the quarter. Irish with a three-point lead and the basketball as they cross the line. Lemron backs it out. Comes to Wilcox, right side. Wilcox off to Cole Taft. Taft works on the right elbow outside the three-point arc. Give and go to Wilcox under the basket. Now back to the top of the circle. It comes Toby Baxter handles the basketball. Baxter muscles his way in between two defenders, comes up with a loose ball, and he'll be called for walking with it. Baxter with a turnover. 37-34, three-point Irish lead, 1:54 to go in the third quarter. Fast-moving basketball game. We're not even at the bottom of the hour here yet. On a game that was supposed to start at 3, and we're almost through three-quarters of it, so moving right along. Left wing, Carson Luce brings it into forecourt. Feeds it to the top of the circle, working to the right side of the lane. A three deep corner right side, no rebound, follow shot, put back up and good by Wyatt Holson. Holson was in the right spot. Pulls the Eagles back to within one, 37-36. Sacred Heart just kind of back and forth between 1 point to 4 point leads here. Again, Wilcox around to Taft, open look, three, Taft got it. Cole Taft's having a big day. He just hit his fifth three-pointer of the ball game, and he's got 17 points in this basketball game. 40-36, the lead is four for the Irish. 1:09 to go in the quarter. At the top of the circle, they give the ball up here to Kamler. Check that, that's going to be Beavers with the ball. Back to the baseline left side, into the corner. Moving toward the hoop, fall away shot, up and good. That was a sweet move coming from the far side by Kamler. Levi Kamler laid it in. He's in double figures, has 10 points. The lead is two now, 42 seconds to go in the quarter, 25 on the shot clock. Cole Taft backs it out between the rings. He's at the top of the free throw circle, brings a pass to Lemron on the right elbow. Lemron is double teamed over here. Somebody's got to be open. Two people all over Brandon Lemron. Out of the left wing, back to Taft. Taft goes around the defender, driving, laying up and good. Cole Taft's having a good ball game here. He's got 10 in this quarter. 42-38. Lead is four. The other end all alone. Big collision. No whistle. Wrong three from the corner. Does not go. Rebound Irish. Lemron comes down with it. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Lemron will get a shot off here at the buzzer. Taft takes it. Got it! Taft hits the the three at the buzzer. Cole Tapp nailed the three. That's three of them this period. 45-38, Irish up by seven. After three quarters, we're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
It's a new year, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you start it off right with health and safety in mind. Whether you schedule your annual wellness exam, commit to regular exercise, or make safe choices at home and on the road, small steps lead to big changes. Let's make 2025 your healthiest and safest year yet. Call your primary care physician today to schedule your wellness check. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Seed salesmen bring a lot of stuff throughout the year. Hats, koozies, t-shirts. This year, Mustang Seeds is bringing something a little different. You ask, we listen. Mustang Seeds is now bringing 0% in-house financing to your farm. It's all part of how we're supporting farmers from the ground up. Visit us at MustangSeeds.com. Financing subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, and don't worry. We'll bring the other stuff too.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, Cole Taft hit the 3-point buzzer beater to end the third period. He has game. Cole Taft is having himself a contest. He's got him with 22 points for the ball game so far. 13 of them coming there in that third quarter. Now we go to live action. Irish will have the first possession. They feed it in, laying up and good. Getting the lay-in off the glass to drop it in is Toby Baxter. He's got 4 points. And the Irish now with their biggest lead of the ball game. They lead it 47-38, up by nine here in the opening seconds of this fourth quarter. Here's a two that's short off the front of the rim. A rebound, a follow shot. Putback won't go. Try for tip-in won't go. Try for follow-up won't go. Three shots under their point-blank range would not go down for Eli Weber, and the Irish get the rebound. There's a long three from the corner, up and good by Lemron. Brandon Lemron. I'm telling you, folks, the Irish are shooting lights out on these three-point shooters here in this second half. Suddenly, the Irish up by 12 now, 50-38 here in the opening minute of this fourth and final period. Sacred Heart putting a pressuring defense on it. Three from the corner. That's up and good. Answering is Levi Kamler. Kamler's got a bucket full of points. That's 13 for him in the ballgame. 6'4 junior nailed the three. The lead is back to nine now. They were up there momentarily by 12 points. Irish with the basketball. Lemron holds it to the left wing. Tries to dribble around Weber, the defender. Goes to the top of the key to Toby Baxter. Oh, they tried to put a pass to Fletcher in the corner. It got away from Cole Taft, and the ball went up into the stands. Unforced turnover there on the Irish. Sacred Heart up by nine, 50-41. They led it by 12 a moment ago. 6.5 minutes left to play in the basketball game here in Bruning. Bruning Davenport Shickley hosting the Irish on a cold January afternoon in Bruning. Now the Eagles come down court. They'll set up their offense to the corner with a long three that's off the glass. There with the rebound is Cole Taft. Taft came down with the ball, then got it knocked away, and it went off of Taft. Turnover will give it back to the Eagles. Lost possession there for the Irish. Sacred Heart up 50-41. If you're just checking in with us, we started early this afternoon. Inbound pass, nearly tipped away, grabbed up by Luce. Now it is tipped away, and a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Bo Fletcher. Bo Fletcher picks up his third personal, and I believe first team foul of the period on the Irish. Clock down to 6:09 to go now. A lot of time left. Lob pass goes into the paint, trying to back into the basket. Fall away shot up and off. Rebound. Loose ball. Here's a three from the corner that's off. Doesn't go. Rebound Bo Fletcher. Fletcher head to Cole Taft. That's going to slow things down here a little bit. There's no big rush on this. You're up by nine, guys. Now a nice move by Fletcher. Fletcher is stripped of the basketball. Irish maybe a little more aggressive there than Doug Golds wanted to see him be until they get the numbers. When you're 2-on-4, you're probably not going to come out of that well. On the baseline left side, there's a drive with a whistle and a foul. Most likely that's going to go on Toby Baxter. We'll see. Yes, it is. Baxter's called for his third personal, second team foul of the period on the Irish. At the free throw line, shooting two shots, Carson Luce. Carson has made one out of two from the line so far tonight. This one is up and good. Luce now, I believe with 10 points in double figures, I've got him. He'll have a second shot coming. Lead is down to 8, 50-42. A lot of time left here, 5:35 to go. Ready for the next shot. Up, it's off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Irish. As my friend John Baylor at Nebraska Volleyball says, still got a lot of wood left to chop here this afternoon. Here's a pass on the baseline. They go in with it to Kanabe. Oh, great feed from Bull Fletcher. Got it over to Cooper Kanabe, and Kanabe with the easy two off the glass. The lead is back to double digits. Irish up by 10, 52-42. We're going to have a timeout taken by BDS with a 5:14 to play in the ballgame, a 10-point Irish lead, 52-42. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Lots of cancellations coming into our Sunny 101.3 newsroom. You can pick up all the cancellations at msc.news.net. Check out the website, msc.news.net, for all the latest cancellations. We're back to live action with a long three from the corner. That's up and good. Carson Luce nails a three deep in the baseline. Rice cuts the lead back to 7 now. Under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. 4:55 on the game clock. It's a 7-point Sacred Heart lead. Cole tapped on the dribble for the Irish in forecourt, trying to set the offense up here. He started very closely by Carson Luce. Comes to Bo Fletcher on the right wing. Fletcher goes around the defender, can't get an open look at it. Back to the top of the key to Toby Baxter. A cross-court pass left side, Cole tapped. 6 on the shot clock, tapped. Inside Baxter, 4 on the shot clock. They feed it in, reverse lay-in, Fletcher couldn't get it. And the rebound's going to come down to Wyatt Holson. 52-45, Irish by 7. Here come the Eagles. Long three from the corner. This one is off, no good. A fight for the rebound. Landing on the baseline under the basket when he came down with it was Wyatt Holson, and it'll be Irish basketball. Another timeout on the floor with 4:14 to go in the ballgame. 52-45, Irish up by 7. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Well, I guess we'll keep it here live at Bruning. 52-45, the Sacred Heart Irish leading the BDS Eagles. Again, we want to remind you with all the cancellations that are coming into the Sunny Studios, you can go to our website, msc.news.net, and pick up the latest information on all the activities, church services, what have you. Many of them have been canceled, and you can get all the latest there at our website. Still looking for another scoring update here. Bruce State has opened up a 52-37 lead now over Clark University over Dubuque. That's with 14:45 left to play in the ballgame. The Bruce State Bobcats on top. Earlier this afternoon, the Lady Bobcats came out on the short end to Clark University. 91-81 the score in that one. Clark with the win over the Lady Bobcats. Girls up. Varsity game earlier today here, the Sacred Heart girls with a big 25-point win, 59-34 over the Eagles. That was in the first half of our doubleheader. Back to live action. Here come the Irish in the corner. Fletcher, oh, he thought about that. Fletcher had a look at it. Here's a steal Runout lay-in up and good by Carson Luce. Luce stole the ball at the top of the key and cuts the lead to 5. Things getting out of hand here for the Irish a little bit now. Now we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Eagles, however. Call the foul is Jacob Beavers. Beavers picks up his second personal. Team foul number 1 of the period. 52-47. Irish with a 5-point lead and they have the basketball. 3 minutes, 44 seconds to go. Driving lay-in, nice move by Bo Fletcher. Fletcher took it all the way to the hole. He's got 7 points, and that puts the Irish back up by 7 once again. They led by as much as 12, had the lead trimmed to 5. In traffic at the top of the key, in the paint, little hot move. They put it to the right corner, no shot there. Now an open 3 from the left wing, that's up and good. Carson Luce hits the 3 from the left wing corner. The lead is down to 4 now, 54-50. Irish need a bucket this trip down. Nearing the 3-minute mark to go in the ballgame, 3:07. What we do not need today is overtime. There's Bo Fletcher. Bo Fletcher had his pass kicked right back to him, went off the foot of one of the defenders. No whistle on that. There's Kanabe with a turnaround hook shot that does not go, and the rebound comes down to the Eagles. Levi Kamler with a long down court pass. Long 3 up and good. Hitting another 3 in the corner is Carson Luce. And he's getting hot down there. Timeout taking Sacred Heart. 2:42 to go in the ballgame, and it's a 1-point contest. 54-53. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Sacred Heart Irish Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Does the new year mean a new you? Hella Martial Arts can help with awesome kickboxing classes that provide a fun, full-body workout. Our Krav Maga class provides a workout and teaches valuable self-defense skills. Anyone can do it. Your first class is free. Find out more by visiting us on Facebook or give us a call, 402-380-3383. That's Hella Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383. Let's see you there.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Well, in the opening minute of this fourth period, the Sacred Heart Irish had opened up a 12-point advantage. They led it 50-38 when timeout was taken. That was in the opening minute of this fourth quarter. Since then, BDS has come storming back, and now we set at 54-53. It's been a 15-4 run here for BDS. They are back within 1. We're down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Irish need desperately to get points on this trip down. They've had several trips down the floor and came up empty-handed, and they need desperately to get some points out of this trip. Here we go. 2:42 to play, 1-point Irish lead. Full court pressure by the Eagles. Down court across the timeline. Cole Taft clears the timeline, goes to Limron across court to the left wing. Pressuring, hair on fire, man-to-man defense, I call it. They're all over the basketball wherever it goes. In the paint, Taft, feeds it to the right side. Fall away, jump shot up and good, Kanabe. Taft with a nice feed to Cooper Kanabe. Kanabe's got 11 points, and the lead is back to 3 once again, 56-53. Here come the Eagles with 2:10 to go in the ballgame. 3-point Irish lead. Left elbow with the ball is Jacob Beavers. Beavers gives it to Luce. He's had the hot hand and been hitting the threes. You got to stay on Luce. Now Eli Weber with the ball. Weber to the right side. Again, it comes to Luce. Here he goes to the baseline. They took it away from him. Luce in traffic. Fall away jump shot. Luce got it. Boy, I'm telling you, Luce has heated it up here. Carson Luce just putting him in. The lead is back to 1, 56-55. Clock under 2 minutes to go now. 1:38 and running here in the fourth period. Irish with a 1-point lead all the way for the driving layup. Into the lane goes Cole Taft. He will be fouled and we'll put Taft at the line. He'll be shooting 2 shots. The foul is going to be on Carson Luce, his 4th personal. A minute 33 to go in the ballgame. 56-55. Irish up 1. At the free throw line, Cole Taft shooting 2. First one is up and good. That was a big one. That puts him back up by 2. Trying to give the Irish a 3-point lead once again with 93 seconds to play here in regulation. As I said, with the weather outside, the one thing we do not need is an overtime. Second shot is up and good also. Cole Taft hits a pair of free throws. All right. Down court with the basketball comes Carson Luce. You got to get on him. He's been red hot in this last couple of trips down the floor, hitting threes and twos. To the left side, Holton with the ball. Stolen away. Lemron comes up with it, gets it into forecourt. Big turnover there for the Eagles. Lemron on the dribble, working one-on-one. He's guarded by Holton. Lemron comes to the right side to Fletcher with the basketball. Down to a minute 7 to go in the ball game. Irish by 3. They have the ball. 18. Oh, there's a steal by Luce. Luce with a run out layup. Up. It's blocked. A whistle and a foul. They're going to at least put Luce to the line and make him shoot him instead of giving him the short 2. The foul is going to be called on Brendan Lemron. Lemron's first personal. And Carson Luce will be at the line. He has made 2 out of 4 from the line tonight. There are 59 seconds left to play in the ballgame. The Irish are up by 3, 58-55. Luce is at the line to shoot 2. First one is up, and it is off. No good. He missed it. Irish clinging to a 3-point lead. Carson Luce, boy, he's had a big quarter here in the fourth. He's hit 3 threes, a pair of 2s, and a free throw, all just in the fourth quarter. Carson Luce, 6-foot senior, second free throw attempt. Critical shot, up and good. He hit that one. The lead is 2 for the Irish. 59 seconds. They did not start the clock. Now they got it going. They forgot to start the clock. They picked up a couple of extra seconds there. Timeout taken by Doug Golds. 53 seconds to go in the ballgame. And it's 58-56. Sacred Heart up by 2. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Stay with us after this one. Seth Tollefson is standing by at the Sunny Studios. He's going to have an update for you on some of the cancellations that have been called into the newsroom. Back to live action. Irish with the basketball. They lead it by 2, 58-56, 45 seconds to go in the ballgame. 21 on the shot clock. Irish with the ball. They need to score this trip because there'll be plenty of time on the clock for the Eagles to answer. Lemron with the dribble. Picks up the dribble across court. Blow Fletcher. Fletcher back to Lemron. Shot clock has 7 on it. To the right side, Lemron gives it to Cole Tapp. Tapp pulls up for 3. No. The rim's off. The rebound comes down to the Eagles. 2-point Irish lead. Eagles can tie or take the lead. 17 seconds on the clock. Timeout's going to be taken by the BDS Eagles. 17 seconds to go in the ballgame. Irish up by 258-56. They have a chance to either tie or take the lead. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
One more time, we'll mention, if you want to check those cancellations, go to our website, mscnews.net. They're all listed right there. You can check it out, Northeast Kansas, Southeast Nebraska. We'll have all the cancellations listed for you, and there will be numerous, the way this weather forecast looks. Right now, we've got 17 seconds left to play here. The Irish up by 258-56. Eagles have the basketball. The shot clock is turned off. Here we go. In it comes to Luce. A 2 would tie. A 3 would win it for the Eagles. Luce gives a pass inside to Weber. Under the basket. Baseline left side. Floater up. Oh, no good. Rebound Irish. Bo Fletcher comes down with the basket. basketball. Fletcher into forecourt on the dribble. Takes it all the way down. They reach after him, and there's a buzzer in the ball game. The Irish escape with the win. Sacred Heart wins it 58-56. The Sacred Heart Irish get the win over the BDS Eagles on a cold January afternoon in Bruning. How about that, folks? Stay with us. We'll take a two-minute break here. Be back with the post-game scoring recap. It'll be a brief one after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden. Paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for.
We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee.
Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
58-56, your final score this afternoon. The Sacred Heart Irish with the win over the BDS Eagles. Let's look at the individual scoring. BDS led by Carson Luce, 24 points in the ballgame. Levi Candler had 13. Eli Weber with 13. 2 points each for Jacob Beavers and Wyatt Holson for their total of 56. Free throw shooting, BDS made 5 out of 9 from the line. Scoring for your Sacred Heart Irish, two players in double figures, led by a big night by Cole Taft. He finished with 24 points, 15 of those coming in the second half. Brendan Lembron was in double figures. He finished with 12. Cooper Canabi also with 11 in the ballgame. Bo Fletcher added 7, and Toby Baxter had 4 for their total of 58. Free throw shooting, listen to this. Who says free throws can't win you ball games? The Irish made 5 out of 5 in the ballgame, perfect at the free throw line, and they won it by 2. So you can see how important that was. 58-56, the Sacred Heart boys get the win. The girls tonight, they won also. 59-34 was the final for the Sacred Heart Irish girls. We're going to wrap this thing up quickly and get loaded up. They say it's snowing outside. We want to get everybody home. The gym is already cleared out. All the Irish fans have headed out to their cars and getting down the road. So everybody drive safely on your way home. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Those of you who decided not to make the trip, I don't blame you. We were happy to have you with us right here. So that's about going to wrap it up for this afternoon's live broadcast. For Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score this afternoon. The Sacred Heart Irish 58 and the BDS Eagles 56. Good afternoon, Southeast Nebraska. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.